Leont Vrindavan, the circumambulated Vrindavan, stayed there some time, long time, and then they took diksha, from three persons, respected persons. And the Narottam Thakur, he anyhow, he likes Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami was he came from Yasho district, and he was attracted to Mahaprabhu, and went to Vrindavan and lived there along with the Goswamis, old man respected by the Goswamis. And he also installed deity in Vrindavan known as Radha Vinod Mata. Then Maharaj asked him, आज माला देंगे
धन्यवाद स्वयं विष्णु पार्थिव भक्ति विचार यादवर महाराज की जय।
আমার একটা কালকে দেখুন একটা কোন ভুল হচ্ছে কাল একটা মনে হয়েছে যে ইংল্যান্ডটা হচ্ছে পারমার্থিক স্কুল আর শ্রীধর মহারাজ এটা হচ্ছে কলেজ পারমার্থিক কলেজ
আপনি অত দূরে কেন আরো একটু কাছে থাকলে
উন্নত ধরনের শিক্ষা চান আপনার
ব্রিটিশ লং আফটার
গুণ মহাভারতে দিতে হবে যে দাও
গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর দেন
তুমি দিলে
হবে
লোকনাথ গোস্বামী প্রভু ইন বৃন্দাবন এবার এ ভেরি স্ট্রিক্ট বৈরাগ্য ইট ইজ টোল্ড দ্যাট হি ইজ সো মাচ সো He kept himself aloof from the public and so eager to be away from the any section of people that it is told that he, after using the water pot, he put it in the opposite way, so that no water he used to stock, lest anyone comes and begs some water and he will have to give it. So strict he was. Won't keep company with anybody. His strict program of bhajan he wanted to follow on. And Narottam Thakur, he prayed his grace, diksha from him. It is not an easy thing. It is not like company of anyone, good, bad. That is his temperament. And Narottam Thakur, he also owned give up his resolution of his heart. So he took one and polished. When Loknath Goswami, when he used to go out in the morning for passing tools, Narottam Thakur detected that place in the jungle. And he used to cleanse that place every day. fine way. And it attracted the notice of Loknath, who is from Vrindavan. See that this place is being cleansed by some person, it seems to me. Carefully cleansing is this place. Who is it? Then he wanted to detect the person and found that going early, perhaps he found that Narottam is doing all this thing. But he was too much excited. And Narottam fell on his feet. He would have to grace me, my master. You are my own master. I can't submit to any other place. I will accept yourself. Then so much earnestness was there that Loknath could not avoid. Could not dismiss his prayer. Anyhow, he had to concede. And he accepted Narottam as his disciple. The peculiarity we find, that Loknath had only one disciple of Narottam, but Narottam Thakur, in his stead, he overflooded the whole Bengal. Especially Manipur was wholesale converted almost by Narottam Thakur. This reminds him us an incident in Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja, then an Acharya, and though he has got many disciples, still it was known in that quarter, then one Kanchipur, one secluded type sadhu, he has got a sort of mantra which is meant for the highest. And Ramanuj thought he must have that siddha mantra from that Vaishnava. The great Vaishnava Kanchipur. Then he offered, proposed, but at first he did not agree. Then, seeing his earnestness in his prayer, he agreed, but with one condition. What is that? You don't give it to any other person. With this condition only I can give you only this mantra. Ramanuja agreed. This is more extreme case. He agreed to that. But this affair was known in the public. And when Ramanuja is going to be initiated, accepting that condition to Kanchipur, no. The surrounding place was filled up with so many outsiders, especially the Vaishnava section, followers of Ramanuja. Then the ceremony was finished, mantra was given to Ramanuja. And the Ramanuja came out with that pledge that it should not be given to any other person. But his nature was otherwise. So many Vaishnava people are waiting outside. What valuable thing, my Lord, you have got. Who you want to get? We are very eager to get it from you. that loud cry and demand, that we want to get that most valuable thing, what you have got just now from that great person. And Ramananda could not contain, could not keep himself without response. And he loudly pronounced that mantra to the public. And if Purna was informed, you have given me just now his fest for Ramananda. What have you done? Just now, you have given me place that you won't give it to, transfer it to anyone. But within few minutes, you broke your promise and made it public, ordinary, publicly you announced that mantra, which is so sacred and so kept in so privacy. What have you done? What is your explanation for this? He told my master, your mantra is infallible. It will produce its desired result. I am sure of that. So, let these persons get released. Be satisfied with their fulfillment of life, and by breaking your order, I shall have to go to eternal hell. I am ready for that, my master. Yes, that's so many that Vasudev Dutta, as he told in Mahaprabhu's Lila, my prayer to you, my Lord, all the devas, souls, may be released and the whole burden of their sin may be put on my head, and I like to go to the hell for eternity. Let all of them be saved and enter into the domain of Krishna, that Vasudev Dutta, and that Ramanuja. Similarly, then Guru of Ramanuja, you are born, that Kanchi Purna. He was satisfied with Ramananda. You are an exceptional person. You have come to deliver the whole humanity. So your case is different. I could not understand your nature. It is my fault. I withdraw my curse from you. You go on spreading the name of the Lord of the length and breadth of the world. You were born only for that. I am satisfied with it. So here also we find that though Narottam got his initiation from Loknath Prabhu, the only disciple, but he in his stead has thrown the sedge all over the land and successfully Narottam Thakur. Another peculiarity we find in Narottam Thakur, who is so scrupulous, in his attitude, in his devotion towards his guru, Loknath Goswami, whose favor he earned with a high price. But he was not a blind follower. Though we see that eliminating even Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he surrendered to Loknath Goswami. and got his grace. But still, he was not a blind follower. How? He had gone through the scriptures of Rupa Goswami, etc. He understood Mahaprabhu and his structure, disciple. Structure of the disciple, hierarchy of the disciple. And he said, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, sung by him, Narottam Prabhu. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujana. My everything is Sri Rupa Goswami's holy feet. Holy feet. Everything. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Manjari. We have to discuss so many companies, classification, in gradation, the position of rasa, santa, dasya, sakkha, vatsalya, madhura. And in madhura, Radharani is kind of special. And then again, there are so many sakhi, nitya sakhi, prana sakhi, so many gradation. Then there is the class of the Manjari, younger in age. And they have got more freedom to approach when Radha Govinda, both of them, in union, in private position. The Manjari can have approached, can approach there. They have got freedom to go visit them. If any materials of service is necessary, the Sakhi sent this Manjari to that place. They did not approach there. So in that way, the Manjari enjoys the best confidence, the most secret service of both can be supplied through the Manjari. They are free, their entrance is free admission in the highest position. So, and their leader is Rupa Manjari. She is the in girl position, she is supposed to be the leader of all the whole group of men. So in Madhura Bhajan, she is all in all the Rupa Manjari. And Narottam Thakur, he teaches us that about his heart position. That she is all in all. We younger batch, for us, she is our highest resort. So, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan, Sai Mor Prata, Sai Mor Sampada, my wealth is there in his, in her feet. Sai Mor, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan. My worship and service, that is also in her. Sai Mor, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan, Sai Mor Pranodhan, Sai Mor Abharan. The very wealth of my life, the gist of my life is there. Abharan, the ornaments of my life, what, if there is anything, that is also within her grace. Avaran, Seymour Jivan. The life of my life, if there is anything, that is also she, at her pleasure. Jivan is Jivan. Seymour Rasanidhi. If there is anything, the source of all desirable ecstasy, it is only there located, that is the mind, the mind, the source of all rasa, the fountainhead of all rasa is there, in his heartbeat. Rasa-nidhi, Seymour Mancha-siddhi. If any other fulfillment of life I am to expect, that is also there. Rasa-nidhi, Seymour Mancha-siddhi, Seymour Vedera-dharam. If any duty recommended by the Vedas for me, I like it is hard, in hard feet. Seymour Vedera-dharam, Sei Vrto, Sei Tap. If any accumulation at all is desired from any penance or any vows, observance of any vow, that is also there. Sei Vrto, Sei Tap, Seymour Mantra Jap, and the continuing repetition of a mantra in japa, that is also there, all ending there. All things have got only one end, in my case, that is, they meet all in different phases to the feet of Rupa. But Manjari, if she satisfied my all sorts of variegated natures of devotion of practices, are satisfied. And any conception of duty or activity of any phases of any form of mind, all at one end, meets in one point, that is the holy feet of Rupa Vaji. In this way, Anukula Habe Vidhi Sepade Haive Siddhi. I only pray to the Vidhata, who is at the root of all these arrangements of affairs in the world. I pray to him, please connect me there. Anukula Habe Vidhi Sepade Haive Siddhi. The absolute manager, may he grant my prayer that all my tendencies may go to attain our favor. Haive Siddhi. Anukula Habe Vidhi Sepade Haive Siddhi. Nirokhibo Edui Nayane. And it will be so much intense and concrete, as if I can see with my these eyes, not vague, not abstract, not imagination, but the concrete, the most concrete realization I want by the grace of the all management. What beauty, what sort of high-class beauty is there in her holy feet? I want to charm. If my heart be a lotus, and this lotus kubalaya, the two classes, the kumud, people in English, the red lotus and the white lotus. White lotus fed from sun and red lotus from the moon. The kubalaya, the mixture, and day and night, that his and her luster of our body will feed me day and night. The life of my life, which compared with the lotus, Kubalaya, and Kubalaya is fed, is nourished by the luster of moon, and the hard feet is the moon, holy feet, and the mind, very vitality, is like lotus, compared. Rana Kupala Nirakhi Vedvina, Sedupa Madhuri Rashi, the beauty, luster of her beauty, may maintain, may nourish my heart of hearts. Rana Kupala Rashi Nirakhi Vedvina, Madhuri Rashi Prana Kupala Rashi, Prapullito Have Nishidini, and my, the lotus of my heart will grow by that ray, and dance. Prana Kupala Rashi Nirakhi Vedvina, Sedupa Madhuri, This is my prayer. But what is my present condition? Present condition is on the negative side, my mistress. Present position is such that without having a sight of you, your grace, my heart is burning, going to burn into ashes. That is my present position. Tuva darsano hi garale jarano dehi. This is just like the poison of a cobra. Poison. The poison produces some sort of pain, a bitter pain into my heart, and it is bitten by the snake. And what is that snake? Snake that I am not getting direct contact of you, your face. Garole, Jarole, the two others, Sono, Ohi means serpent. The serpent poison has captured my heart, and I am going to die. Garole, Jarole, Chirodin, Tapita Jigam. And this is not a sudden thing. For a long and long time, from the beginning, I am suffering from this sort of pain, of separation from such a beautiful and a hopeful life of fulfillment. Bhavita Jivan, Haha-Prabhu Karadaya Dehumari Parajaya Tulapadhe Dohini Saran. But I am now reached in the extreme position, for the last time I am begging for your favor. Otherwise, I am going there. I am going to be finished. This is written by Narottam Thakur in praising Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupanu Goswampadaya. This Sampadaya is named as Rupanu Goswampadaya. Our Guru Parampara, all these things adjusted according to that. Another also instance we find in this song of Narottam Thakur, that when she is thinking of his future bride days, that he is taken, entered Vrindavan and was going to get the service of Radha Krishna under the direction of Rupa Goswami, such position has come, has dawned, the day has dawned. Kabe Lokanath Mor Hatete Dhoriya Piyate Samat Pive Rupasthaniniya. When the day will come, when my direct master, the Lokanath, he will take by my hand and will offer me to Sri Rupa, Rupa Goswami, to Rupa Goswami. He will catch hold of my hand and take me to Rupa, and there he will. Not that through Lokanath Goswami and his guru, this way he want to approach, but his guru is taking to Sri Rupa, who holds the highest position of our highest fulfillment of life. In this way he is connecting, that his guru, his direct guru, the initiating guru, will take by hand and bless me under the care of Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa. In this way he has given us light of the higher quarter of bhajana life. This is Narottam Thakur. Narottam Parivar. A class is known by the name of Narottam Parivar, that who has got faith in him is sung. He wrote many songs. And for Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and they are very fervent and very ecstatic, and deep faith. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and so Goswami, so many, so are many others. Narottam Thakur, who was born in Maghi Purnima, in Purnima day of Magha, and he disappeared in this story, the Krishna Panchami of Kartika, Rupa Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur. He is within our Guru Parampara. We find Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayana, Rupanu Gajanera Jivan, Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarup Damodara, Rupa Sanatana, Sanatana Sri Sanatana, Rupa Priya Mahajan Jiva Raghunathana, Jnana Priya Kavi Krishna Das, Krishna Das Priya Varana Arutama. He had much appreciation for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kavi Krishnadas, Kavi Raj, Rasika Bhakata Maj, Jiya Kudra, Chaitanya Charit, Sunilai Varahai Hit. So descent, the pure devotion, the current, coming by zigzag way, here in Guru Parampara, our Guru Maharaj, as Malaganta Kiki Vale, he has connected the link of the Sikha Guru in this way. The first Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is no other than Radha Govinda combined, the very source, the very fountainhead of all our highest aspiration. Then from there, the Sarup Damodar, who is a double of Sri Chaitanya, second representation of Sri Chaitanya Dev, is Sarup Damodar, who is considered to be Lalita Sakhi, in past to Lila of Krishna. Sri Sarupa Damodar, Jnana Mitra, Rupa Sanatan. And Rupa Sanatan, both of them got direct advice, instruction from Mahaprabhu himself. In Banaras Sanatan and in Allahabad Rupa Goswami, they had the fortune of hearing it direct from Mahaprabhu's lips. So Sarup Damodar and his friends, Rupa Sanatana, though they are not disciples, rank. But Sarup is the holds the primary position, and the next, Rupa Sanatana. Rupa Priya Mahajan, Jiva Raghunatham. Jiva Goswami was direct disciple of Rupa Goswami. Jiva Raghunath, and he is one of the six Goswamis. And the Raghunath, who from Sarup, Mahaprabhu, as he has seen, he has got direct teachings from Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar. And then he went to Vrindavan, and then he saw that Rupa Sanatana who get direct connection. Raghunath tried his best to connect with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu always gave him connection up through Sarup Damodar. But here Rupa Sanatana got direct connection with Mahaprabhu, so in the rank of Sarup Damodar. And Raghunath submitted to them. And also, Jiva Goswami, He gave protection to all the instructions of higher order by quoting and support from the different scriptures for the facility of public to accept them in general. So, Jiva Raghunatham, and Jiva and Raghunath, both from root, one was Raghumarga and another recommending Vidhi Marga. Jiva Raghunatham. Jhanapuri and Kaviraj Goswami we cannot eliminate. What has he has given in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Lilamrita, etc., and so many poems, his realization is very powerful, very sweet, and very generous. So Kaviraj Goswami was direct connection with Raghunath. Then Raghunath came. Jiva Raghunatham. Jiva Raghunatham. Jan Priyo Kavi Krishna Das. Kavi Krishna Das was direct disciple of Raghunatham. Then came the place of Narottam, who is appreciating. They could trace the higher representation of the service of in the area of divine love. When Narottam Thakur has got in his description the appreciation of Kaviraj Goswami. So Kaviraj Goswami is taken before Narottam and then comes Narottam, though they are contemporary. Then Sarpriya Krishnadas Kaviraj, Jiva Raghunatham, Jhanapriya Kavi Krishnadas, Krishnadas Priya Paro, Narottama Seva Paro. And the faithful followers of Mahaprabhu are locating that Narottam Thakur followed this Kaviraj, that Kaviraj Goswami from which came to next Narottam Thakur. Kaviraj, 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 Priya Sri. Jhanapada Vishwanathas. Then from Narottam, next generation comes with a little gap, and this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There was others also between Narottam and Vishwanath. Vishwanath Chakravarti is the line, is in the line of Narottam, but through one or two preceptors. But they are not very remarkable. But Vishwanath Chakravarti again has done. Sometimes the river comes from the hill, but its magnitude is not always one thing. In some places it is passing in a very meager way. And some places we see it is very flat. Something. It is coming down. Somewhere it is very thin and sometimes it is very fat, the river coming, something like that. Then Narottam, after that, then in Vishwanath Chakravarti it has shown itself again in greater magnitude. He has written the Trika, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the gist of Vihad Bhagavatamitam, then Rugu Bhagavatamitam, then Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kiran Bindu Kona, many things he has given. Through him, Mahaprabhu has given many. So we find in some places in the line, Mahaprabhu's grace overflowing to suit the purpose of the next generation. So we have to fix our attention in those important places. Important places. The river, the Ganges coming, but not very important towns grown all along the bank. In some position, the big town to grow, or something like that. We find that in an extensive way, we are the ordinary devotee may find food as it is stored in extensive position. So attention is drawn there. Vishwanath Chakravarti. Then Jagannath. But afterwards it was added the name of Baladev. Who is Baladev? Baladev's spiritual line is separate. And he had much affinity or much attraction for the Madhya philosophy. But coming in contact with Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladev was converted into Gauriya Vaishnava, more a Gauriya than Madhya school. And by the grace of Govindaji, he got the fortune of preparing this Vedanta, Gauriya Vedanta, for Gauriya Vedanta Bhashya, Govinda Bhashya for us. How Vedanta is connected with this Gauriya Vaishnava. There was a challenge in Jaipur that the Gauriya Sampradaya has got no a commentary on Vedanta, which is universally accepted by the theistic school, so they cannot be given any recognition as they are follower of Veda and Vedanta. But that challenge was taken by Baladev Vidyabhushan under the direction of Vishwanath Chakravarti, who was too old then to go to the assembly where the discussion about the Vedanta was taking place. Baladev was sent, and Baladev faced that problem, and he took some time, 7 days or so, and by fervently praying to Govinda, he was empowered to compose the commentary of Vedanta within very short time, and he produced that to the assembly of this then Vaishnava, and that was accepted. So Gauriya Sampradaya was represented in the commentary of Vedanta by Baladev. So important service he has done for the Sampradaya. So those that are thinkers of welfare of the whole of the Gauriya Sampradaya cannot ignore Baladev from the list of their predecessors. So Baladev has been taken in the list of Shikha Guru along with Jagannath Das. Baladev Jagannath. And Jagannath also comes in that line, and he cut a good figure, and from him comes Gaur Kishore Babaji through one Babaji disciple of Jagannath. Bhagavad Das was one. He was previously a Mukhtar in Mayamansingh district. He left the world and went to Jagannath Das Babaji, took base from him, and he was known as Bhagavad Das. And the Gaur Kishore Goswami, Prabhupada's direct initiation guru, he took base from that Bhagavad Das. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was dissatisfied with the present followers, so-called followers of Mahaprabhu as mostly Sahajiya, he connected with that Jagannath Das Babaji, Suddha Bhakta, the grand guru of Gaur Kishore Babaji. And he got his base from there. So, and he reckoned Jagannath Das Babaji his guru, and Gaur Kishore Babaji's grand guru was Jagannath Das Babaji. So Bhagavad Das was eliminated